Hello, all my heroes and sheroes. It's your favorite person, Seashell, here. And yes, it's been quite some time since I've made a recording, and I do apologize for the long time away, but I have been on a spiritual journey and growing and learning so that I can come back and share with you, my audience. So thank you for your patience at this time as I have reconnected with myself and really started to implement some of the tools and the sharings and the learnings that I am sharing with you, my wonderful audience. Today, I really want to focus on understanding and making sure that you're on the path of what you've started your life to be, and help you realize why some of the decisions and things that you are going for aren't really working out for you. Like, how do you know that the decisions and things that you decide to do are in alignment with your overall purpose and what you are assigned to do on this earth and what's in your heart and your passions to do? So a lot of times we have these passions, right? And we want to do things. We want to be successful in these things. And we go for things that we are super, super passionate about. And sometimes it just doesn't work out. And it could be various reasons. A lot of times it's because you didn't have the right vision. You didn't have the right steps in place to put the goal down and actually implement the things needed to make sure that you get to where you want to be. So along your journey, you really do have to implement some of these like basic tools and functionality to make it work the way that you want to work. But one of the things that's really, really important is to make sure that whatever you're going for actually plays well into what your purpose is and what you're supposed to be doing on this earth. So I struggled a long time because there were things that people could just do and I have the skill set to do them very naturally. But when they would do it, like they would just be so successful at getting it done and barely have all the tools and the talent and the expertise that I have to make, you know, make it look a little bit more polished and more professional, whatever it is. Like, they would be succeeding in me no matter how long I took to prepare for it, what my vision was and the preparation I put into it. The success rate was nowhere near what their success rate was, and I would get frustrated over things like that. Like, just small things. Like, if I wanted to take pictures, for instance, I would go and read up on being a photographer. And even though I know that's not my passion, but I see that people are like really making money off of it, and I'm really driven, I'm really ambitious, and so I'm like, oh, I could go read up on that real quick and learn how to take some pictures and just post a bunch of stuff, and I should be successful at this. But a person who didn't take that extra mile to prepare like I did, but it's their passion and that's what they're supposed to do and that's what they're assigned to do in life, they're gonna get way further along even though they're not as prepared as what I am, because it's in line with what their purpose and their vision and their assignment is on this earth. And you know, over these last few weeks that I haven't been recording, I've been kind of understanding this more and more. Like, as you start to walk down that pathway of what you're supposed to do, you might not be as polished, you might not be as professional, you might not have everything lined up and you know, on the right path to get to do the things that you want to do. It might not be as polished and, you know, clean whenever you first roll it out, but you're getting some type of success. And as you get more practice in it, as you keep developing it, it gets better and better, and your platform just keeps growing and growing and growing. That's when you know that you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're doing your assigned, task on this earth, and you're doing the things that you're here for. But when you're just idly just picking stuff to do just because you just want to make money, like, that's kind of the wrong type of way to go about doing things. Like, it's not about the money. It's really about doing things that you're passionate about, that makes sense for what your talent and your skill sets are. And the money will come to you. So I encourage you, if you're listening to this, to really just start thinking about what your true passion is. So I know that a lot of times, you know, you hear how people become millionaires. They do like different things. There's more than one type of way that they're bringing in income. And that's a true statement. Like, there are like different investments that you can do, and different strategies and ideas and businesses that you can run to get to a certain amount of money that you want to bring in, and be independent on that. And that's all great. But I encourage you to make sure that each of those things that you're doing really fits some of the talent and skill set that you are here to do, because it will just be so much more easier. Like, I believe that each one of us have something that we are supposed to do that is really specific to each individual. Like, everybody has their own special thing. And once you find out what that special thing is, and you start to go for the things that make sense based on that special task and assignment to you, I think it just makes your life just so much better. Like, I know it makes your life that much better. And so I encourage you to really think about what those passions are. I've had some blogs or different podcast episodes earlier about, like, understanding what is your passion, like understanding what that is. And it's something that you've done easily. It's just something that's like comes really easily for you, and you really like to do it, and it takes like little to no effort for you to make it happen, and it makes you happy all the time when you're doing that thing. That might be that indication of what that special task or assignment is for yourself. And you definitely want to make sure that you are lining yourself up appropriately to doing those tasks and things that really make sense for you to be doing on a daily basis, and bringing in that income and living your life to the fullest based on your assignment. So I definitely do encourage you all to really pay attention to those things, and write down what that vision is, what that passion is, what you think your assignment is. Continue to focus on that, and really live your true purpose, because I just think it will just make your life make more sense. And as you are navigating your life on a daily basis, if you're on the wrong track, you'll get frustrated. I really do believe that. You get frustrated, like you'll be doing something, and even though you have these skill sets to do it, it just doesn't feel like, it feels like more of a task or something, like you really don't want to do it. Like, you wake up every morning, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't feel like doing this today. Like, that's not an indication of anything that is your passion, like what you're supposed to be doing in life. And it could simply be too that if you're working for somebody else, if your passion is something that you're working with a company to fulfill that passion, but they're not acknowledging you and giving you the ability to be your best at that passion or that talent, then the frustration that you might be feeling might be leading you to, you know, take a step back and think about doing this on your own, and like having the ability and the freedom to do these things on your own is really going to help you feel better about what your passion is and getting things done that you want to get done because you know exactly what it will take to make it happen. And the people that you're working for might not be supporting you in making that happen because they can't see the vision like you see it. So it might be your frustration might be coming because you're doing it for someone else and not for yourself. So also think about that too when you're thinking about your passions. But yeah, I thought that was very much on my heart today to talk about. And, you know, because I have been missing out on several of these episodes, I'm going to be recording these back to back and kind of catching up with some of the missed opportunities that I've had over the last couple of weeks since I've been really focused on my spiritual growth and journey. So stay tuned. I have a lot of different topics that I want to bring your way and talk to you about. So stay tuned for the very next episode, which should be coming shortly. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you'd like to engage with me, let me know how you feel about any particular topic. Feel free to send me a message and, you know, we can talk about it. Thank you again. I hope you have a great rest of your day.